This is the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, the BHTA optimistic about the 2021-2022 winter season, but says full tourism recovery is still years away. The NUPW concerned about late payments for some staff at a government organization. A prominent businessman calls for a major overhaul of the country's labor practices, and Trinidad's 2022 carnival schedule has been released. Good morning, I'm Cashy Brown. Details to the news just ahead. The Barbados Hotel and Tourism Association says that the 2021-2022 winter season continues to be promising amidst the uncertainties caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Chief Executive Officer of the BHTA, Rudy Grant, says while hotel occupancy rates have gotten better since the start of the pandemic, they have not reached pre-pandemic levels.
In December 2021, occupancy was estimated at 65.8% in comparison to 45.1% in 2020 and 75.7% in 2019. This highlights that while occupancy is improving, it is not back to the 2019 levels. The projection is for a reasonably well-performing winter, with occupancies for the months of January, February, March and April 2022 projected at 66%, 62%, 65% and 45% respectively.
He adds that statistics show a full recovery for the tourism sector may still be a few years away.
As we assess our tourism performance, it is important to highlight that although tourism business is returning, the total hotel revenues received in 2021 are approximately 43% of the 2019 revenues. The critical performance marker of revenue per available room, RevPAR, is approximately 46% of what it was in 2019. This clearly signals that the road to full recovery for the tourism industry may still be 2 or 3 years away.
The CEO of the BHTA, Rudy Grant. The National Union of Public Workers is calling on the National Assistance Board and relevant authorities to put measures in place to ensure that the staff at the organization is paid on time. Deputy General Secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Warren, says he is concerned after workers at the NAB complained of not receiving payments that were due on Monday, and notes that such issues can be stressful to employees.
The National Public Workers has received numerous complaints from employees of the National Assistance Board stating that they are yet to receive their bi-monthly salaries, which was due on Monday. The NUPW has investigated the complaint and has been informed that the process of salary lodgements will be completed soon. However, the NUPW is concerned about the repeated problems with delays in paying salaries, since this causes financial hardship and stress to the staff of the NAB. The NPW therefore appeals to the National Assistance Board and other relevant agencies of government to ensure that arrangements are put in place to ensure the workers are paid on time.
That's Deputy General Secretary of the NUPW, Wayne Warren. Businessman Andrew Bino is calling for a major overhaul of the country's labor practices, especially in relation to job descriptions. He insists there's a need for much greater flexibility in the roles taken on by employees. Mr. Bino, the managing director of Carlton and A1 Supermarkets, says this is one of the lessons coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic. He believes employees being limited to a specific task belongs in the past.
COVID has taught us that we cannot be one-dimensional in terms of skills. People have got to be multi-skilled. And with us in the supermarket, what it means is that a cashier is not only a cashier. A cashier has to pack shelves. A cashier has to be able to function in the money department. We need now a porter to be able to be a driver, or a porter to be able to be a cashier, so that COVID is forcing us, with the fact that we are now losing so many people within the workforce, those who remain must be multitasked.
Mr. Bino says his own business has already started to confront that reality as the numbers in COVID-19 isolation rise.
Certainly within the supermarket, we are considering how it is that we will have our staff multifunctional. We need to redefine, we need to relook or labor practices in this country, and COVID has forced this upon us. We have to recognize that we cannot go down now one-dimensional aspects to work in terms of job description. People must now be functional in more than one area.
That's businessman Andrew Bino. As the entertainment sector hopes for a return of the Corpora Festival this year, President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anthony Branker, says he's all for the event resuming as long as it's safe to do so.
Whatever version of Cropover is held, we would hope that it meets the requirements of the COVID unit and the Ministry of Health to ensure that persons are not exposed to high-risk events. And therefore, I would leave that decision in the hands of the authorities. But we are hoping that it will not be an event that will see a spike following it.
Mr. Branker tells Starcom Network News that the safety of the public must be the main consideration.
Businesses, and particularly small businesses, we all benefit from a Cropover Festival. But I'm saying that we have to be responsible in what we bring to the public, because first and foremost has to be the health interest. And therefore, we have to put the health and well-being of all Barbadians ahead of any profits that we may be thinking of in the hosting of a Cropover event.
That's President of the Barbados Chamber of Commerce and Industry, Anthony Branker. Meanwhile, in Trinidad and Tobago, the A Taste of Carnival 2022 schedule has been released, with both virtual and in-person safe zone events to be held from February 4th to March 1st. During a National Carnival Commission news conference yesterday, the chairman, Winston Gypsy Peters, said the proposed budget for this year will be $25 to $30 million. Pod seating and socially distanced events are being held at the Queen's Park Savannah, Port of Spain. Events will also be held at Queen's Hall and Naparima Bowl, all deemed safe zones for fully vaccinated patrons and artists only. The Caribbean Development Bank is advising Barbados and other member countries to learn the lessons from the big economic blow delivered by the COVID-19 pandemic and take steps to restructure their economies. The CDB stresses emphasis on diversification and resilience. The bank's Director of Economics, Ian Durant, delivering an economic review during their annual news conference, said the pandemic highlighted the flaws in the economies of member countries.
The impact of the pandemic exposed the structural weaknesses that have resulted in the region's acute vulnerability to global economic shocks. The impact of the pandemic caused socioeconomic dislocation in all countries across the globe, but there's no doubt that the high export concentration, especially in tourism, that results from the structural weaknesses affecting the region, made the economic impact far deeper. What is clear is that the rescue and recovery efforts must be consistent with the longer-term repositioning of the region's economies that is necessary to reduce these vulnerabilities. The region must become more resilient in all of its development dimensions: social, production, financial, environmental, and institutional.
Meantime, CDB President Dr. Jean Leon noted that the pandemic has been debilitating to the region, and he outlined what should be the key priorities during the rebuilding process.
This means deploying digital technology to deliver on universal medical service coverage and on developing region-wide learning systems that leverage scale and efficiency to promote inquiry, discovery, and problem solving. Second, driving economic diversification through embracing innovation to create opportunities that contribute to the provision of jobs, health, and shelter for all.
That's CDB President Dr. Jean Leon. And finally, Haitian authorities yesterday said that more than 2,500 homes had been damaged as a result of floods caused by the passage of a cold front on Monday. There have been no reports of deaths. The Civil Protection said in its partial assessment that nearly 20 communes had been affected by the rains that caused over 2,500 houses to be affected by those floods and three being destroyed. Recapping your headlines. The BHTA optimistic about the 2021 to 2022 winter season, but says full tourism recovery is still years away. The NUPW concerned about late payments for some staff at a government organization. A prominent businessman calls for a major overhaul of the country's labor practices, and Trinidad's 2022 carnival schedule released. That was the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group.